Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Esther chapters 7 to 10. God will exalt us to inherit his kingdom one day. We read in Esther chapter 8 verses 1 and 2 like this. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came before the king for Esther and told how he was related to her. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. As we come to the end of the book of Esther, we can see the magnificent display of God's grace through which Jews were not only saved from a Persian Holocaust, but were also able to turn the tables on their enemies. Haman was exposed, convicted, and hanged to death in the same gallows that he had prepared for his enemy Mordecai in advance. According to Persian custom, the property of a traitor was confiscated by the king of the land. Haman's property, possessions, and most likely all the people in his house were confiscated and given to Esther, and his elevated position was given to Mordecai. The king gave Mordecai his ring and thereby promoted Mordecai to the highest office in the kingdom, the same position that Haman had held previously. Mordecai was also appointed as the overseer of all Haman's properties and possessions. This story speaks about God's ultimate justice and gives us some answers regarding why evil people are enjoying wealth, power, prestige, and worldly influence today, while good and righteous people are suffering injustice in this world. In this regard, here is an uplifting thought from Joseph Stowell that he had penned in his book, The Upside of Down. God's power to take the most negative situations and turn them into positive realities worthy of his praise is demonstrated throughout biblical history. There is not a crisis that goes beyond the bounds of God's creative power. Whether the difficulties come from Satan or other people, or are self-inflicted, or are experienced in the process of our obedience, it is the prerogative of God to rearrange, reconstruct, reinterpret, and realign the situation to bring glory and praise to his name. Even Christ's death on the cross was transformed by the power of God into positive results and residual benefits of the redemption that many of us have come to know and enjoy. Since God is just, all that he permits is consistent with his justice. God's justice guarantees that ultimately all that is unfair will be dealt with. We are naive to assume that all of life in its fallen condition is fair and just. It's only safe to realize that God is just, and that in his time and in his own way, he will deal with both injustice and those who have been unjust. Let us patiently wait for God's timing, for one day he will make everything that is wrong and unjust today right. God is coming soon to judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with truth one day. God will exalt us to inherit his kingdom one day. As we read in Psalms 37 verse 34 like this, the word of the psalmist, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it."